So Much Blood, a thriller serial in six parts, adapted from his book by Simon Brett, starring Francis Matthews as Charles Paris. Part 2, Duds on the Fringe. Actor Charles Paris is presenting a one-man show on the fringe of the Edinburgh Festival under the auspices of the Derby University Dramatic Society. At a photo call for one of the students' productions about Mary Queen of Scots, the actor playing Rizzio, Willie Mariello, has been killed, apparently accidentally, by stabbing. Charles decides to investigate the death and first talks to the props girl, Pam.
There we are. Half of lager for you, pint of heavy for me.
Thanks. Cheers.
Cheers, Is everyone settling down a bit now?
Yes, I suppose so. With three shows opening on Monday, most of the time we're too busy to think about it.
Well, that's a blessing.
Yes. I've a feeling I'm always going to think about it, though. I just can't get it out of my mind. The picture of Willie lying there.
Yes.
All that blood. It's the first time I've ever seen someone dead.
I know. But you do forget.
I mean, you see it on films and on the box, and it all is... Well, it doesn't seem important. But when you actually see someone lying still and...
Don't talk about it.
No. The trouble is, apart from just the shock and things, I feel responsible. I mean, I was in charge of the props, so I must have got the knives mixed up. I must somehow have left a real one in with all the stage ones.
You really think you did?
Oh, Lord, I just don't know now. I would have said definitely not. I remember counting them before I put them in my carrier bag. The police asked me all this and, well, you know, at the end I just couldn't remember what I'd done.
No. Were you with the police for long?
Seemed like ages. It wasn't really. Not as long as poor Martin, anyway.
Well, he was the one who was holding the real knife. He actually stabbed
me. I know! He was in a terribly hysterical state when we got back from the police station.
He was in a pretty hysterical state beforehand. You know, he strikes me as being on the edge of some kind of breakdown. And having something like this happen, it can't be helping.
No. I just feel so awful about it, because I shouldn't have done the knives like that anyway. If I'd bought toy daggers and not tried to convert real ones, Willie would still be alive and Martin wouldn't have had to go through all the questioning.
Pam, you really mustn't blame yourself. I mean, even if you did mix the knives up, it's by no means certain that you did. Somebody else might have been playing about with them. I mean, presumably they were just lying around the house, so anybody could have got at them.
So.
The knives have a fascination for people. Anybody might have started fooling about with them. How long were they lying around?
I was up late finishing them on Monday night, and I left them out on the table till the next morning, so the paint could dry.
Yes, and was the real knife with the others?
Yes, it would have been then. You see, I'd brought one more than was needed, just in case I broke one while I was fiddling with them. Extravagant again. Brian Castle says I'm spending far too much on props.
So, the knives were down in the kitchen all Monday night, and then they were put away when people came down for breakfast?
That's right. I put them in a carrier bag to go down to the hall, and I thought I'd left the real one in the box where I kept my scissors and sellotape and all that rubbish.
And the carrier bag was around the house until you took it down to the hall for the photo call on Tuesday afternoon?
Yes.
Well, so there was plenty of time during the day for anybody in the house to play around with them and mix them up.
I suppose so, yes.
Well, there you are. That's what must have happened.
Yes. Yes, it must, mustn't it?
Tell me, did you know Willie Mariello well?
No, hardly at all.
Well, you must have seen him around the university.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, during term time, if he was involved with the Dramatic Society.
Oh, but he wasn't. He had nothing to do with the university.
Well, then where did he come from?
He used to play with Puce.
I beg your pardon?
The rock band. He was lead guitar. Until they broke up earlier this year. Oh, come on, Charles. Surely you've heard of Puce.
No, I'm sorry, Pam. Have to confess I haven't.
Here we are.
Yes, back to the bear pit.
Thanks for, you know, taking me out.
No.
Taking me out of myself, I almost said. I'm afraid I'm awfully shy.
No, it was good to talk to you. You going to have a coffee?
Well, why not? Hello, Pam. Oh, Anna.
I don't believe we've met.
This is Charles Paris. Anna Duncan.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, I'd better be getting on with Pyramus and Thisbe's wall.
Oh, aren't you going to have a coffee?
No, better get on. Thanks for the drink, Charles.
It was a pleasure. Well, I recognise you from your photograph in the newspaper. You know, the understudy steps in story.
Ah. I was just making myself some coffee. Do you want some?
Yes, I'd love one, thank you.
It's very good of you to step into the breach for us.
Well, I gather you did more or less the same thing.
Yes. Poor Leslie.
I still haven't heard exactly how she...
So much comics, so much blood. It's a good title. But it doesn't tell me what your show's about.
Ah, it's about Thomas Hood, consumptive early 19th century poet. He once wrote, "No gentleman alive has written so much comic and spitten so much blood within 6 consecutive years." You see, hence the title.
I don't think I've heard of him. Here's your coffee.
Thanks. Now, I bet you know some of Hood's stuff, though. I mean, even if you don't realise it. For instance, I remember...
The house where I was born.
Yeah.
Is that Hood?
That's right.
Well, you learn a little something every day.
But what are you reading at Derby?
French and drama in theory, drama in practice.
This your last year?
I've got one more, if I bother. I mean, I know what I want to do, so I'd rather make a start trying to get some work in the professional theatre.
Oh, wouldn't we all? I must say, actually, I'm finding it a bit difficult to get any work done up here. I mean, seem to be people rehearsing in every room.
Yes, and everyone's getting on each other's nerves. Living crammed together like sardines in this place. People keep arguing about who's rehearsing what, when, and who's in the hall. It's purgatory. Makes me very glad I'm not staying here.
Oh, you're not?
No. I'm in a flat up near the castle.
Oh. Are you? I must say I'd be relieved to get out of this place for a bit. I don't suppose you'd fancy a bite of dinner with me this evening?
That's very kind, Charles. Yes, I would.
Come!
Hello, Brian.
Oh, hello, Charles. Just putting up the latest batch of press clippings and marking up the publicity flowchart. Going well, as you see.
Yes. Brian, you're not actually going to use those shots of Willie being stabbed for publicity, are you?
No, it wouldn't be quite the thing. Unfortunately, not to display them. Mind you, we've had a very good spread.
Oh.
It's really fixed the name of Duds in people's minds. Better than any publicity stunt you could devise.
Oh, I'm sure Willie would be glad to think that his life was lost in the cause of full houses for the Duds.
Yes, it's an ill wind.
One thing, Brian.
Mm?
I was interested to hear that Willie Mariello wasn't a member of the university.
No.
Well, how did he come to be involved in this, then?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose he was a friend of someone.
Who, do you know?
No, I don't know any of the drama lot very well. I'm not a member of Duds. I'm chairman of DUCA.
DUCA?
D-U-C-A. Derby University Conservative Association.
Oh, I see.
They only brought me into this because of my administrative ability.
Ah, of course.
And have you got anything definite to do after Edinburgh?
Oh, nothing definite, no. Well, there never is anything definite. Few possibilities. Talk of maybe directing Hedda Gabler for the Theatre Royal in Leicester, but it's all very vague.
Ah. More coffee?
Yes, thanks.
Tell me, in your Hood show, do you actually wear period costume?
No, ordinary clothes. I don't impersonate Thomas Hood. I just read the poems, you know, and bits from the letters and journals. Anyway, I haven't the figure for a stunted 19th century consumptive.
I think you're showing great restraint in not acting it out. Most actors leap at the chance of doing hacking coughs and their dramatic dying bit.
Oh, so do I. But unfortunately, it wouldn't be right for the show. Oh, I have died with the best of them. You should have heard my death rattle as Richard II after Sir Piers of Exton stabbed me. It was... I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I wasn't thinking.
It's all right. It's just so recent.
Yes. Did you know Willie well?
No, I wouldn't say well. I knew him.
How did he get involved with the Duds?
Oh, he... Well, you know he used to play with a band.
Yes, I've recently discovered. Puce, wasn't it?
That's right. They came and did a gig at our students' union. I think Willie just stayed on. The band was splitting up round then.
And somebody asked him to do Mary?
I suppose so.
You don't know if Willie made any particular friends at Derby, do you?
No. As I say, I didn't know him that well.
Hmm. So, you're going to be an actress, are you?
Yes. It's the only thing I've ever wanted to be. Always been totally stage-struck.
Oh.
There was a world of cynicism in that grunt. You, I take it, are not stage-struck?
More stage-battered at my age.
Don't you still find it exciting?
Well, not very often these days, no. I can't really imagine doing anything else, but as a profession, it does leave a lot to be desired. Like money, security...
I know.
I'm sorry. I do sound awfully middle-aged. Probably because I am awfully middle-aged. No, it's just I hate to think of anybody going into this business who didn't know what it was about.
I do know what it's about.
Good, good. So you are prepared for all that unemployment they talk about? All that sitting by the phone, sleeping with fat old directors?
I only sleep with who I want to sleep with.
So, this is where you're staying. It's very handy for the castle.
Yes. The flat's on the top floor.
Phew, looks a long way up.
Belongs to a friend, away for the summer.
Ah, so it's all yours?
Yes. Do you want to come in?
What for?
Coffee.
Had coffee at the restaurant.
Drink?
Had drink at the restaurant.
Well, we'll have to think of something else then, won't we?
Ah, you've got it. I've been looking for that script all morning.
Huh? Oh, sorry, I found it lying around. Started reading it and got interested.
Oh, well, if you say that, Martin, I can't really complain, can I? Since I wrote it. Well, at least compiled it. No, there is more to Hood than many people think.
Oh, I don't know, is there? I mean, he's clever, there's a lot of apparent feeling, but when you get down to it, there's not much there. No certainty. All those puns, they're just there because he doesn't want to define things. Doesn't want anything to define him. There's nothing in the writing you can identify with.
Oh, you think that's important, do you? Identifying, I mean.
It must be. You can only respond to art if you identify a bit with the artist. I mean, that's what I do. I read into everything someone's written until I feel the person there at the centre. I become that person, and then I know how to react to their work.
Hmm. You're reading English, I assume?
No, history.
Oh.
Just taking my finals.
Really? How did they go?
All right. I got a first.
Well done.
Not that it means anything. Nothing much means anything. I criticised Thomas Hood for not believing in things, and then there's me. Have you read my play?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Not yet. I will get around to it, though.
But wouldn't bother, it's rubbish. Nothing in the middle.
Well, I'm sure I'm going to find it very interesting.
I must go. I'm late. I've got a rehearsal for Mary. Must press on with rehearsal, though the composer's body's not yet decomposed.
Oh, you're punning yourself like Hood.
Oh, yes, I'm a punster. A jolly funny punster. A jolly punster and a murderer. I killed him, you know.
No, you were the instrument that killed him.
An instrument? Do you want to get into a great discussion about free will? Am I guilty? Or is the knife guilty, perhaps? Where did the will come from? The knife has no will. I have no will.
Now, Martin, calm down. You're getting hysterical. You mustn't think that you killed him.
Why not? The police think I did.
They don't. They wouldn't have let you go if they thought that.
I ask so many questions.
It's their job to ask questions.
Oh, yes. I know.
Well, have you been in trouble with them before?
Only a murdering offence, sir.
What was it?
Planting a car bomb, sir.
It's all right, very good. I set that up perfectly for you. Now, listen, there's no way the police can think that you killed Willie deliberately. I mean, no one in their right mind would commit murder in front of a large audience.
No. No one in their right mind would. What's the time?
10:55.
I should be at rehearsal.
Could I have my script?
Oh, yeah. There you are. Do try to read my play if you can.
Yes, I will.
See you.
Poor little devil. Yeah. Now then, let's have a look. Ah, yes. Ben Battle was a soldier bold and used to war's alarms, but a cannonball took off his legs, so he laid down his arms. Now as they bore him off the field, said he, let other...
Ah, Charles! No. Wondered if you could just give me a hand to carry something.
Oh, dear.
Sorry, I'm not interrupting anything, am I?
No, Brian, nothing important, don't worry.
Charles, can I introduce you to Jean Mariello, who's Willie's widow? Mrs. Mariello, Charles Paris.
How do you do?
I've come to collect Willie's things.
Yes, Charles, I wondered if you could give me a hand with this amplifier. If we can just get it out into the street. I phoned for a taxi, so it should be all right.
And what am I meant to do when I get home with it?
Ah, I'd offer to come with you, but I've got some letter setting to do on this new flowchart that I'm working out for the box office receipts. I don't suppose, Charles, that you've got time to...
All right. Rehearsal will have to wait. I'll come and help you unload it, Mrs. Mariello. This must be terrible for you. We were all very shaken.
Yes, it's been a shock. But please don't feel you have to say anything. Willie and I were hardly love's young dream, you know.
You lived together, though, didn't you?
Up to a point. One or other of us always seemed to be away on tour.
You're a musician, too?
Yes, I sing in folk clubs. Not Willie's sort of music. We grew apart musically as well as everything else. It's here in Meadow Lane, down on the right, beyond the lamppost. Oh, sorry, Mr. Paris. Would you mind putting it over there, against the wall?
Huh.
It's just that the catch has gone on the window and I don't want it where it can be seen from the street.
Right.
Thank you very much, Mr. Paris. That was kind of you.
Mrs. Mariello, do you think your husband was murdered?
No, I don't.
Why not?
Because there was nobody who wanted to murder him. Listen, Willie wasn't a particularly nice person. He was mean, he was lazy, but those aren't reasons for anyone to be murdered.
No. You can't think of anything he might have done to antagonise anyone in the Duds lot.
I've hardly met any of the Duds lot, so I wouldn't know. Look, I can understand your curiosity, but the police have asked me all these questions, and so has everyone I've met for the last 2 days. I'm getting a wee bit bored with it, and I'd be glad if it stopped.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry, Mrs. Mariello, but I do have a reason for asking. You see, I met your husband just before he died. We got involved in some silly improvisation at the rehearsal, a truth game, you know, question and answer stuff. Now, in the course of that, he told me that he'd found out something unpleasant about someone connected with the Derby lot. He seemed very troubled.
If Willie was troubled, it probably meant some horse he'd backed had been beaten.
No, it was more than that. I'm sure it was. Something that really went deep.
Nothing went deep with Willie. The only thing that upset him was not getting his own way. He was just spoilt. He'd had a lot of success and it went to his head. Listen, Mr. Paris, Willie was just a slob. All right, I'm sorry he died, but he was no great loss.
When did you last see him?
Last Friday. I went down to Carlisle to start a tour of folk clubs, then this happened. I'll be rejoining the tour as soon as I've got things sorted out.
And Willie didn't seem upset when you left?
He was exactly as usual.
You've no idea what he was doing over the weekend?
I don't know. Rehearsing his show, I suppose.
Why did he get involved in the show in the first place?
Puce split up. Willie had delusions of grandeur. Wanted to get it together as an all-round entertainer. No big impresario beat a path to his door waving a contract, but Derby University offered him a part in their tatty show. Maybe he saw it as a rung on the ladder to stardom.
Sounds unlikely.
Then maybe there was some other reason. Look, Mr.
Paris... All right, I'm sorry, I'll go. But before I do, can I just ask you once again, was there anyone you can think of, I mean, however unlikely, who might have profited by your husband's death?
The only person who stood to benefit from Willie's death was his widow, who would thus get out of an unsatisfactory marriage without the hassle of a divorce. In other words, the only person with a motive to murder him was me. And I was in Carlisle at the time. Goodbye, Mr. Paris.
Anna? Anna? Morning.
Morning. Oh, I've got to get up.
Oh, no. Come. It's Saturday.
No weekend for us. Review opens on Monday. I've got a tech run at 10.
Oh, no.
Much to the annoyance of the Dutch prima donna, Michael van der Zee. He wants all the rehearsal time for Mary. Mary, Queen of Sots, is so important, he keeps saying. How can I be expected to work with these bloody amateurs?
The shows must go on.
That's it. Sorry.
You look like a dog that's had its bone taken away.
Yes, well, I fancied a nice bit of marrow bone jelly. Isn't that what prolongs active life?
You needn't worry about that. Your active life is quite remarkable.
Thank you, Mum.
For someone of your age.
Cow. It's all getting a bit close, isn't it? My show opens Monday lunchtime.
I know. I'll be there.
You know, Anna, we are good together.
Could you pass me those jeans?
What? Oh, you mean these two-legged ones made of blue denim?
Yes, Charles.
Yes, of course. I don't think I can reach them. Sorry. I think you'd better come and get them.
All right. To go and rehearse, Charles.
Rehearse and become a big star.
That's right.
Oh, darling. Even stars have 5 minutes. Oh, hello. I was just going to make a coffee. Sorry, I didn't realise there was anybody down here.
Just me, as you see. Me and half a bottle of malt whiskey. You fancy a drop?
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. That'd be very welcome, actually. Cheers, Michael.
Thanks, cheers. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Look what I am reduced to. Here I am, Michel von der Zee. I have an international reputation as a progressive director, and look at me. Ugh. I'm surrounded by bloody amateurs in this place. I can't create with amateurs. They have no concept of theater. I mean, Charles Paris, you may be a boring bourgeois actor.
Thank you.
But at least you're professional. You understand theater.
Well, I
mean, take this evening. I should be working, improvising, creating something. And what happens? Half my cast are rehearsing for some mindless review. Half of them are doing some dreary Shakespeare crap. Half of them aren't interested.
And half of them get stabbed.
Yeah. Though, I must say, Willie Mariella wasn't a lot more used to me when he was alive.
What do you mean?
I never came to rehearsals. He wouldn't involve himself in any of my workshop sessions. He didn't seem to think that improvisation was important.
How amazing.
And on top of that, he hadn't even got any acting talent.
So why did you cast him in Mary, Queen of Scots?
I didn't cast him. Look, I'm offered this job.
Oh, you mean you're nothing to do with the university?
Oh, good God, no. Don't you understand? I'm a professional director. This Derby lot booked me to get some professional feel into their production, and then, like the bloody amateurs they are, they don't give me enough time to get it together properly. Do you know how long it takes to build up an ensemble in the theatre?
Oh, about 4 years?
Well, 4 weeks, anyway. And 4 weeks' work, not 4 weeks doing bourgeois reviews and middle-class Shakespeare.
Yes, I can see that. You were saying how Willie Mariello came to be in the show.
Yeah. Okay, I take the job. I go to Derby to hold auditions, and I'm just told, as a fait accompli, that Willie's writing the music, and since Rizzio's a guitarist and has a couple of songs, suddenly Willie's playing Rizzio in the crappy play.
Is Mary Queen of Scots that bad?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, why not?
My style of direction doesn't need a good play. Oh. In fact, the play can get in the way. You see, with me, the text is only the starting point. The iron filing dropped into the acid, which produces the perfect crystal.
Ah, yeah.
I suppose you still think a play has got to have words.
Well, yes, I'm afraid I suppose I am a bit of an old fuddy-duddy about that.
More drink?
Oh, thank you. Michael, were you rehearsing last weekend?
Of course. I rehearse whenever I can get my cast together, which is not very often with these bloody amateurs. I am trying to create something, you know?
Yes, yes, of course. So Willie Mariello was rehearsing all weekend?
No. Now, that's a good example of what I was talking about. Okay, he rehearses on Saturday with his usual bad grace, but at least he's there. Sunday, no sign of him. Monday, again, he doesn't turn up. And this time, I'm so furious, I go up to his house to drag him down to the hall by force, if necessary.
Was he there?
Oh, yeah, he's there. Calmly decorating. Plaster dust everywhere, hammers, chisels, paintbrushes, all that.
Did you get him to rehearsal?
Yeah, till mid-afternoon. Then he slipped off again when we had a break.
Well, perhaps he wanted to get back to his decorating.
Yeah, or to the girl.
Girl?
Yeah, he'd got a totty there. When I finally got him out on the Monday morning, he called out, "Goodbye, darling," to someone upstairs.
In part two of So Much Blood, Francis Matthews was Charles Paris. Anna Duncan, Kim Thompson, Pam Northcliffe, Sarah Corper, Brian Castles, Hugh Laurie, Martin Warburton, Michael Maloney, Jean Mariello, Francis Lowe, Michael Vanderzee, Mark Wing Davey. So Much Blood was adapted from his book by Simon Brett and produced by Martin Fisher.